It's McCogan here on Audio Boom. And it's raining. Actually, it's raining very heavily. I'm sitting in the car. I've just had a hot mug. In fact, one and a half hot mugs of tea. I'll put this car off. Tone it down, you'll hear the rain better. It's nice and cosy in here. I'm just on my way to Andrus Farm again. I'm just at the entrance to the long drive up to the farm off the main road. But I wanted to talk about the Audio Boom app. I've just listened to Sarah's, who is at Sarah on Audio Boom, and Sarah talking again about this diminishing of the what we call the normal communities, Audio Boom, the plans and the schemes of Audio Boom to get rid of us. And of course I've heard many people talking about what's going on. The thing is, I don't know how it's going to work out, and that's the reason I'm doing this short piece of audio. I'd like to know, for those who do know, who are in the know, what exactly is going to happen. Because according to what I hear, if you upgrade, or update I should say, update the app at the next update, obviously we're going to lose the comments and the personal DM messaging. But what's going to happen if we don't? You know, because people in the past have decided not to update the app. In fact, I'm pretty sure that Bernie Goldbach at Top Gold, quite a ways back when other things were going on with Audio Boom, Bernie was still running one of the original versions of the app on another device. So if we don't want to lose the comments and personal messaging, is it possible to stay with the current version we've got just now? I can't remember the number, but it's irrelevant. Or is Audio Boom going to force us to update? In other words, are they going to do something to just stop the existing version working after a predetermined time? In other words, are they going to bring out the update and say, right, you've got a month. You've got a month to update. If you don't update by that period, you'll lose a lot, and you'll have to just go grab the whole new version. So that's my question, basically, because I don't want to lose the commenting or the personal messaging. And it'd be a damn shame if we do lose it. It'll be even a bigger damn shame if Audio Boom forces us into that situation rather than allows us to continue as a community sharing comments and audio personally between our friends on Audio Boom. So that's my question. Does anyone know what's going to happen? Will Audio Boom be happy to let us renege and stick with what we've got? That's a question. Anyway, on another dismal, dreich and dire day, the last thing we need is something else to down our spirits, and what's happening with Audio Boom is definitely downing a lot of people's spirits. I'm sure that if we're forced into it, we'll find ways round about being able to still send each other messages. I remember again mentioning Bernie's name. I remember Bernie saying a wee while back, actually just off the cuff, he was thinking so many ways that we can keep in touch with one another. But I guess maybe if we're forced into it, maybe we need to talk seriously amongst ourselves within the community. What's the best way to go with this? I mean, you know, if you get a consensus that let's all, I don't know how it works, create a SoundCloud community, and we can send personal messages using that or something else. I don't know. So all I'm looking for is information and advice, of course. So there you go. And I'm recording this on the Bosch Jog Studio app on my iPhone 6. And I'll send it via Boomio. Now there's a thing that just jumped into my mind there. if we can't directly send a personal message from the app, will we still be allowed to do it? Is there anything to stop us from doing it via Boomio? Because Boomio is actually a pretty efficient service. I use it more times than I ever use the app itself for sending personal messages. It's just such a handy program for that, handy app I should say. And again, you can add B features and, you know, do what you want and still send the audio. And Boomio is, I haven't had any problems with Boomio. So that just came in my head there. Is Boomio an option if we're forced into it? Will AudioBoo still allow us to use Boomio, or is Boomio a separate entity? I have no idea. The clever people out there who know all about this will maybe advise me on that. So there you go. Right, I'm looking out the wellies and the big cosy waterproof jacket and my Touré for my head. I'm going to get wet. I know I'm going to get wet. But hey, it's on the farm, so I don't really care. It's fun. Thanks for listening, and again, cheery bye for now.